Live Church. Today, in our Life of Christ journey, we're going to be taking a look at one of Jesus' most famous sermons, the Sermon on the Mount. And it's found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 48. It says this. It says, "You have heard that it was said to love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But Jesus said in verse 44, he says, "But I tell you to love your enemies." And by the way, Jesus never asks us or commands us to do anything that he hasn't equipped us to do. And this is a radical statement. He goes on to say, "Pray for those who persecute you." Let's be honest. When is the last time that you've prayed for your enemy? It's like you Hog fans out there. When's the last time you prayed for LSU Tigers to actually win a game? But why does he say love and pray this way? Verse 45, he says, "That you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father in heaven." It goes on to say, "For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." And this is something we got to get, because we could say it like this: his love for the just and unjust both is unwavering. And I think subconsciously, we all tend to do this when we're doing good and we're serving God well. We trust that he loves us, but when we're not serving God the way we think we should, or we're not doing well, we tend to not believe that he loves us, and that's not true. His love never wavers. He goes on to say it like this. He said, "If you love only those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?" And in other words, when we just settle with loving like our culture around us, we end up blending into a world that we're really called to stand out in. So Jesus here is challenging us in a radical way. He has challenged us to love at a whole other level, to love our enemies. And I've never seen a time, church, more or a better time that we need to love like that. And verse 48, here's the clear challenge. He says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, obviously, this is not referencing moral perfection, because the truth is we all know until we get into those glorified bodies, we aren't going to be there. But what this is referencing is a call to spiritual maturity, a call to merciful maturity. It's like the sister scripture there in Luke chapter 6, verse 36. It says, "Be merciful as our heavenly Father is merciful." It's actually a call to love at a whole nother level. And this is the kind of love that we see that was demonstrated through Christ, where the Bible says that when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, in other words, when we were his enemy, that's when Jesus died for us. So the challenge here for you and me is to love like that. This love your enemies, this pray for those who persecute you kind of love, that's the God kind of love that changed you and it changed me, and it will change the world. New Life Church, we are packing a potential to love at a whole other level. This is the God kind of love. This is the love your enemy kind of love. I love what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, the best way to destroy your enemy is to make them your friend. And that is the God kind of love we possess, and we live that out. We can do just that. You know, in 1 Corinthians, and I encourage you to look at this later on today as you read your word, it talks about the attributes of this kind of love. It calls it a love that is patient, it's kind, it's never jealous, envious, boastful, or proud. It's never haughty, selfish, or rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It's a love that never gives up, it never quits, it never loses faith, and endures through every circumstance. It actually says this love will last forever. So my challenge to you today is this, is to love like that. Who is your enemy? Who is that person or difficult person in your life? Love them like that. How? And where do I start? It's real simple. Simply and sincerely Do as verse 44 said, pray for them. For as one man said, talk to God about people before you talk to people about God. Because when you talk to God about people first, His heart gets knit together with our heart, then we are able to love them like that, or to love them like Him. Let's go for it, New Life Church. Have a great day.